Power 104.7, Andy and Mel, 704, up to 38 today. It is 30 right now, and it is a little slippery on 229, at least. It's probably in other places as well, but nowhere else is the speed limit 65 with curves.
True.
So, yeah, slow down this morning on the racetrack. That's what they should just call it.
They should.
The racetrack.
I-229?
That's the racetrack. There is a... Because there's always people who are trying to go 90 during rush hour. I don't get it.
Slow down.
I'm glad I don't drive that stretch. I mean, the only stretch of 229 I drive is straight.
Yeah. You don't have to do
There's
the
no curves. No, because I get on a cliff.
I don't like that curve part either.
The big curve by cliff isn't so bad. It's up by 26 where it's kind of a little bit sharper. So don't be dumb. Slow down driving this morning on 229. So, yeah, they've got the, I just saw a tweet here from somebody that said the left lane is closed. Oh, but they tweeted at Ben and Patty, too.
Whatever.
They did tweet at us, but whatever. Anyway, so is this going too far? The Manhattan Soccer Club in New York has discouraged kids from giving each other high fives.
What?
Because they're afraid it'll spread the flu.
Let me think about this.
You hear about it in churches this time of year. Like they'll say, you know, sometimes
normally
when things get bad, it'd be like, yeah, just wave at people.
Say, hey, it's a little nod.
Nod. Maybe a little bump.
No, that's touching still if you did the fist bump.
Yeah, but it's not your palm of your hand.
That's true.
You know, how often do you touch stuff with your knuckles?
Not very often.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
I do get it. That makes sense. It kind of sucks.
Now, I'm not exactly sure how many kids are playing soccer in January in New York. It does seem a little strange. I don't know. Maybe they have some indoor facilities where they do. But you know, a high five is just one of many ways you can touch another person in a sport where there is contact.
That's true.
You know, it's not exactly football or wrestling or hockey, but, you know.
That's true.
There's going to be contact.
Yeah, if they're wrestling, they should just like dip themselves in hand sanitizer.
Now that would be going too far. That would be going way too far.
And take a hand sanitizer shower before you wrestle.
I do feel like some hand sanitizer.
I know.
Right now,
I was just thinking that I should put some on.
Yeah. It's been a while since
I'm going to put some on too.
It's just my hands have been missing that burning cool feeling ever since Asaya got out of the NICU.
Yeah.
You know, I just kind of miss that.
The stuff. Whoa. So strong.
Oh yeah.
It's like the strongest smelling hand sanitizer ever.
Yeah. Whatever they get to put in the station. It's not the Purell. They refill our squirt bottles with something else.
It's highly
flammable.
Flammable. And smells very,
You could power a jet engine with this hand sanitizer.
You could walk in here and think that we're drinking or something.
It does kind of have that vodka smell.
Right?
A little bit of it.
Woo!
Yeah. So, we have got some tickets to give away to Chingy. That's going to be at the Vault coming up here in...
On Friday.
2 days. Friday.
Yeah, and I do... They are getting close to sold out, by the way.
Okay.
There's not very many tickets.
Didn't you tell me if you wanted to buy tickets, you had to get them online? Because the ones they printed
are sold out. Yep.
So, yeah, you'll want to get your hands on those. We will give some tickets away to Chingy about an hour from now. We will give those away this morning. Plus, Free Money Monday with Quality Lenders. You can win $100 every Monday. Just sign up right now, hot1047.com.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 722. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
It's all fun and games until the boss doesn't pick up on the sarcasm.
We have got a bunch of accidents this morning. Well, at least two that we know of for sure. I-229 right near the 14th Street, well, actually 12th Street Bridge. Is, I was trying to think. I don't think there is a bridge at 14th, but there is one at 12th, I know.
Okay.
Anyway, the nasty accident there, like seven cars piled up, according to one guy that called in and said he sat there and watched them all just kind of skid into each other.
A little slippery.
Like a van rolled up into the ditch, and yeah. And then 41st and, or actually Highway 11 near, just south of 41st Street, there's another accident in that neighborhood. So,
and also, I guess there's a one car accident north of the big pileup on 229.
Yeah, up by Benson or Rice Street. Yeah.
So there's lots of little accidents and stuff. You just want to really take your time.
Yeah,
this morning.
Slow down on the racetrack this morning.
Yes.
The racetrack is our new name for I-229.
Yes. If you refer, if you hear us say racetrack, it's not any other racetrack there other than that.
There was a set of freeways in Denver on the north end that they called the Mousetrap.
Oh.
There were three different freeways that all intersected. One straight north-south, one northwest by southeast, and another southwest by northeast.
That doesn't even sound safe.
And then all three attached to I-70 just south of there.
Oh, boy.
It's a mess. If you ever look at a map of Denver, it's just north of downtown.
Oh, my gosh.
And they called it the Mousetrap.
Yeah, I can see why.
Because they built a better mousetrap, I guess.
Wow.
Anyway.
Wow, wow, wow.
Okay, so you have been flaunting this story all morning at me, off the air, about 14 things women can do better than men.
Yeah.
Now, I'll freely admit there are definitely some things women can do better than men.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, there's almost nothing that a woman couldn't do better than a man.
Right.
At least one individual.
Right.
Now,
well, this is
as
only
far
14
as
things.
Women,
I mean,
though?
there's really way more than 14 things,
well,
but this is just, we're just narrowing it
down. You
know,
there's only two I could really think of off the top of my head.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
One is give birth.
Okay.
You guys are a lot better at that than us.
Yeah. Considering we're the only ones that can do it.
And the other one.
I hope you don't dig yourself in too big of a hole where you make every woman hate you.
Oh, no.
Listening.
They know I'm just having fun.
Right. Right. Okay. Are you
what
ready?
What are the 14 things?
They learn better. According to researchers, women tend to be more attentive, flexible, and organized. So at work, you're more likely to understand the task at hand better than your male coworker.
Okay. Yeah, I'll buy that.
Okay. Number two, they're smarter.
I don't buy.
According to a study of IQ tests from around the world, women have higher IQs than men.
Allegedly.
It's a study.
It's a study, so that means it's a fact?
Well, it would be if they took all the IQ tests of men and women that are done, and women are higher.
Yeah, but those
scoring.
IQ tests are so gender biased, it's ridiculous.
How are IQ tests gender biased?
What's the next one?
How is that even possible? What?
That was a lame excuse intentionally, and you got wound up about it.
Okay. They are cleaner. A study of San Diego State University of offices across the U.S. found that men's desks and offices are germier than women's.
I have no argument for this one whatsoever. I cannot refute this one at all.
Okay. They interview better. Researchers found that while women get more freaked out beforehand about interviewing, we do better in the actual event. Why? We prepare more before the big moment.
Oh, okay. I just thought maybe it was because you're
good
at
talking. Stop playing the chickens.
Okay.
Okay. Five, they evolve hotter.
Evolve hotter?
Mm-hmm.
Like women are getting hotter with time?
Yes. A recent study revealed that women are getting better looking through evolution. Meanwhile, men are staying the same.
Okay, that is completely subjective.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, that is subjective.
Yeah. I think that's
Move
true.
On.
Number six, they survive car accidents more often. Men are 77% more likely to die in a car accident than women.
But women are more likely to be in a car accident.
No.
Because they're probably talking on a cell phone.
No.
How many of those seven cars that crashed this morning you think were talking on a cell phone?
None of them. Number seven, they are better at seeking comfort. Women are far more likely than men to talk through their problems. Stop with the chickens. 53% of women talk to their friends about what's stressing them out, as opposed to 29% of men.
Of course they're more likely to talk about their problems. You guys never stop talking.
Really? So you think it's better to keep it all bottled up so you can just explode? Because I'm pretty sure that if you don't want a woman to explode on you.
No, that would be very messy. That's seven of them
that's
so far?
Seven.
Okay, we'll get to the
more.
Other seven. We'll get to those here coming up after some dirt. Hang on.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Oh, good news. They're going to do a show. Yeah. Crisscross is going to reunite for one show.
One show. Yeah.
Just one show.
Why?
I don't know. Money, probably.
No. Wiggle, 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 whack.
Yeah. Anyway.
I love that part. It's my favorite part of this song.
Wiggity, 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 whack?
Yeah. I love that part.
Okay. We're going to give you a number to crack the vault on Friday. The digit today is 29. Kind of slacking over there, Mel. What are you doing?
I'm writing it.
Yeah, but usually you have it written down before I even have to look and see what Nate sent us. 29, the number today. Get the third one tomorrow. Know all three on Friday. You could win a $50 party tab to the vault.
I apologize. I was working on some stuff.
You know, and if you go to the Chingy show, you could use that party tab down there.
Right?
That'd be handy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got tickets to give away to that coming up here after 9 o'clock. Or, pardon me, 8 o'clock. So, let's see here. We had accidents on I-29 just north of I-90 on the southbound side. Another one, 11th Street near 41st Street, just south of 41st. And then 229 was the first one we heard about this morning on the racetrack, right near the 12th Street Bridge. So, okay, your list of the 14 things women are better at than men. We went through 1 through 7.
Yes.
So far, where was this from? Cosmo?
Cosmo.
Okay, what are the rest of them?
Number 8, they are more recession-proof.
Huh?
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, 80% of women, or 80% of those who have lost their jobs since December 2007 have been men. This could be because of male-dominated fields have been hit the hardest, like manufacturing and finance. Maybe it's time more men become nurses and educators.
Okay. Maybe that would be true if women didn't have 7 credit cards and store cards and were paying the minimum balance on all of them.
What?
I saw a story just last night that there was women, like 61% versus 50% of men, have basically that they have higher credit card debt than men do.
What does that have to do about keeping your job during the recession? That's what this one was about.
Well, I know, but it was about finances.
No, men have lost their jobs with finance and manufacturing. That's what it said. This is not about financing. This is about losing
your
job.
It has to do with money.
About losing your job.
Well, you could lose your job if
you... Oh, my gosh.
Could.
You...
Next one.
9, they graduate college more often.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. I already know that female enrollment is higher than male, but the Department of Education statistics reveal that men are also less likely than women to graduate and get their bachelor's degree.
Let's do a quick survey. Who in this room has graduated college?
Is this a dump on Mel Day? Or
no,
what?
No.
I didn't write this, just so you know.
I'm just saying.
I didn't go to college doesn't mean anything. With it.
No.
All it states,
well, that's what it
is
says.
That they graduate college more often.
I was just doing my own study with a smaller sample size.
Yeah,
to prove my point.
Okay. I did go to a specialty school.
Okay. I wasn't knocking you. I was just saying I graduated from college. You did not. That's all.
I chose not to go that route. I just started working in radio right away.
Okay.
All right. They eat healthier. A survey of more than 14,000 people conducted by the University of Minnesota showed that women choose far healthier foods than men. While men are more likely to chow down frozen pizzas and red meat, women are piling fruits and vegetables on their plates.
There's one place where I'm going to totally call out bullcrap on it.
On that one?
Yeah.
The healthier one?
Yeah. My wife.
Okay.
She keeps making cookie dough balls and brownies.
Do you think she's trying to fatten you up on purpose?
Yes.
Mm. You don't have to eat it. You choose what you put in your mouth.
It's a lot easier to not eat it when it's not staring me in the face every time I go in the kitchen.
All I'm saying is that you choose what you eat.
They talk to me.
Mm-hmm. They talk to you.
Andy, come have one of me. I'm so delicious.
Okay.
And sweet.
You should go see a doctor.
Rich and creamy.
All right. We have stronger immune systems. No wonder men act like such babies when they have a sniffle. Women really do have a stronger immune system than men. The study was done by McGill University.
Okay, so you have a stronger, you're better at fighting off disease. That's the big one you're going to pull out of your hat there.
That's number 11.
Okay. How do they do in weightlifting?
I'm sure they do
Are
awesome.
They better at weightlifting than men?
That's not on there. What does weightlifting have to do with immune systems?
Nothing. I'm just saying that's something men do better than women do.
You're getting really hurt about this survey here.
You're the one piling on me.
I'm not piling on you.
Next one.
I didn't pile on you there.
Next one.
Who's got the cold and who doesn't right now?
Next one.
Snap. They live longer.
Well, I've known that forever.
Yeah.
You don't even need to.
Okay.
Do that one.
Number 13, there are better managers, especially in this economy.
Better managers.
This one's a little controversial. But a slew of experts are confident that women make greater bosses because they are better listeners, mentors, problem solvers, and multitaskers than their male counterparts.
Okay.
And number 14, they invest better. A study of 100,000 portfolios showed that women's investment returns outperform men's 18% to 11%. This could be because women are typically more cautious with their investment decisions and think longer term.
Men are better at fantasy football than women.
Allegedly.
Men are better at growing facial hair than women.
Allegedly.
Was this another study in this room or? Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 7:56. We're going to top out today at 38. It is 29 right now. Yeah, we've got some tickets to Chingy we're going to give away here after 8 o'clock. We're also going to straighten my hair this morning.
Yeah, I just got the straightener all plugged in.
It's warming up.
You want to take your hat off the top of the straightener?
Oh, crap.
I think it's okay.
It's just warm.
Yeah, okay.
There isn't anything else flammable by it.
No.
Thanks for putting it right behind my laptop.
It's fine.
Okay.
It's fine. It was just not fine to put your hat on top of it.
No. No.
That was not smart.
So there were the alleged 14 things that women are better at than
alleged.
Men. And
what?
Let's see here. Amber is on the phone. How are you, Amber?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. What's up?
I was calling about the women are better bosses than men.
Yeah?
I think I would have to disagree with that just because I've worked for a lot of women and a lot of men, and every single boss that I've had that was a male was a lot better at his, not like at his job, but he was a lot better at like being around his employees, where I feel like women get really power hungry.
Some can.
Yeah.
Some can. I think it depends on what kind of work setting you're in.
That's
true. But like, I mean, I've worked in a diverse like work environment, and every single woman I've worked for is a complete lunatic.
I'm nice. Just glad you said it, not me, Amber. Do you think part of it is kind of that natural, I'm not saying all women, but a lot of women are very catty and very...
That's the word I was going to use, was rare. Catty.
Absolutely, because, I mean, especially when you get more than, like, two women together, you are going to have problems no matter what, because one of them is going to be a gossip queen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather work with men every day of the week because I feel like they are very, you know, they do their job, they come to work, they do it, and they go home. They're not worried about who or what.
Well, not all men.
No, and we're also better at opening jars.
I don't know. My husband's not that great.
We're handy when it comes to that.
There's these really cool little rubber things that are like a, I don't know, they look like a little frisbee. They're flat and rubber, and then you can put them on top of the jar. And
have you ever heard of an organic jar opener?
So you do not need a man to open up your jar.
Have you ever heard of the organic jar opener, Mel?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, they're called hands.
Oh.
And I just go like this.
Right.
And it opens.
Sometimes it's slippery.
Yeah.
Or you can poke a hole in the top of it, and that'll open it right up.
Well, thank you for the call, Amber.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Yeah. It's real easy.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this. You guys are better at doing your hair than men.
Yes, we are.
You sure have a lot of tools and products for it.
We do have tools.
See, we're a little more efficient when it comes to the hair care.
Uh-huh.
We get 5-in-1.
5-in-1?
Yeah.
What exactly are the all 5-in-1?
Shampoo, conditioner, body wash, shave gel.
Okay.
I can't remember. Oh, moisturizer. That's what I have that I use at the gym.
Okay.
I don't use it at home, but I use it at the gym because it's just easier to carry one bottle than, say, the 4 or 5 that my wife brings along when she, not when she goes to the gym, but when she goes like on a trip or something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the story? Was I under a rock or what? There was a package of 18 severed heads at the O'Hare Airport in Chicago.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I just saw it this morning when I looked on Facebook, and a friend of mine on Facebook had a joke about the 18 severed heads. And I was like, oh, that must be like some old political Chicago joke.
When did that happen?
It was right around Christmas. A package containing 18 severed human heads turned up at Chicago's O'Hare Airport. Skin still on them. They came from Italy. The paperwork was messed up, so security guards x-rayed the box and opened it. They found the heads and, again, somehow did not panic. Yesterday, a crematorium came to claim them. Apparently, the heads were sent from the U.S. to Italy for medical research and then were sent back to be cremated.
Oh, okay.
But still,
you're
a random TSA agent running something through an airport scanner and...
What's that movie called? Eight Heads in a Duffel Bag.
Joe Pesci.
That's immediately what I thought.
I want my heads! I want my heads!
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Wouldn't you be just afraid Joe Pesci was going to come around the corner with a gun?
Yeah.
Am I funny to you? Am I a clown?
Wow. 18?
18 heads.
It's creepy.
Not in a duffel bag, though. So.
Creepy.
Very, very, very creepy. Okay, we got Chingy tickets to give away coming up next hour, mm-hmm. and the straightening of my hair.
Yay!
Hot 104.7.com.